Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to the Turn Yourself In podcast, a self-mastery preschool for intuitive, sensitive empaths, providing bite-sized secrets, reflections, and exercises to know, love, and heal thyself, and to function optimally as an empath. We are on the Heart Grid Network, available on your favorite podcast apps. This is Reverend Catherine Ganev Soto, aka the Urban Spirit Guide. Thank you for being and for being here with me today. In the previous episode, I continued the fourth dimension called Teach Love, covering the third consideration, Share Your Gifts with the World. In this 22nd episode, I will discuss the fourth consideration within this fourth dimension called Let Go of Attachments. Let go of attachments. Loosen your grip, let go of the fears, and embrace freedom. Imagine for a moment that anything or anyone to which you are attached energetically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually has an actual cord, an actual physical cord that you can see and feel and touch. Imagine this for anyone or anything you believe you could not live without, that you believe would render you less than whole if you were to lose the connection or attachment. Imagine this for any dreams or desires or expectations you have for an outcome, an end result. Now imagine how having each of those cords would work trying to navigate your day-to-day. How much freedom of movement would you and this thing or person to which you are attached have? What thoughts, beliefs, feelings, or energies are yours versus theirs? How would the energy that you are in this body, the thoughts and feelings and beliefs that you desire and have, be of service to this thing or this person, and vice versa? Would you be holding that thing or person back from their own unique path? And would they be doing the same for you? It may seem silly to imagine this, and you may think the cords are helpful, but we do not need physical cords or attachments to share wisdom and love. Wisdom and love are available in the cosmic grid of existence for anyone to align with. They are available from God source energy directly. When you attach to anything, be it an idea, a physical thing, a dream, or a person, you may be opening the field of fear, which creates limitations and restrictions because of created expectations that, when not met, feed that program of fear. This can create a place where failure, pain, and suffering become your reality. And doubts, uncertainties, guilt, and even shame come into being. Do you believe you are not whole without this thing or person? Do you believe that you need this thing or person to be successful, beautiful, whole, or loved? If so, why? What would happen if you let go of the attachment? Letting go of attachments does not mean you let go of relating with things, people, dreams, or desires. It just means that they do not define you and you do not define them. It means you are both free to fulfill your purpose and move forward freely on your path. It may take some practice and letting go of the stories and programs and belief systems that tell you attachment is necessary. Take as long as is necessary to let go. Imagine what it would be like to have full freedom of mind, heart, and being. allowing yourself and others to be and live without attachments. Contemplate the following. We are already all connected through a cosmic grid of existence, through the creation energy from Source, from God. We already have access to the wisdom that has always existed and the wisdom that is being birthed through our own creativity. There is no need to physically, mentally, or emotionally attach or cord to other things or beings. Imagine your freedom to move in any direction from any of your bodies, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Imagine this for all beings, for all things in existence. Contemplate where this feels uncomfortable for you and why. If we are all one, if we are all made in the likeness of God, Source, Divine, Mother, Father energy, if we are all perfectly perfect on our present path, why are we so afraid? Is the fear of disconnection, of not being attached to something or someone, really a fear of death? Are we afraid to die to who we think we are and stand alone from all one, alone, all one, without those attachments? Are we afraid that we will be judged? Afraid to make our own choices and take our own path? Is the comfort in following the standards set for you from the thousands of years of existence what keeps you from peering through the lens of curiosity and openness to your true desires? What if you removed the attachments but could still relate? What if you removed the attachments and could still co-create? You can. Do you see that the attachments are not necessary to live, to thrive? We are alone, all one. Attaching to someone or something does not create more security. It doesn't protect you from falling down. It doesn't remove your sincere responsibility for your own actions, thoughts, words, and feelings. It doesn't make you any more whole than you already are. Can you loosen your grip, even just a little, and let go of the fears and embrace freedom? Free yourself, free others, let go of attachments. As you do so, you will see and feel and know the all-oneness. You will feel and know at such a deep and profound level that you will never go back to attaching again. And you will smile with deep gratitude for this understanding. Here are some practices you can take into your day today. Practice number one. Identify all things, people, fears, thoughts, and beliefs to which you are attached. This may take some time, and start with the most obvious ones. Ask yourself if you feel comfortable letting go of the attachment. And remember, this does not mean letting go of relating with. Ask yourself if you feel comfortable letting go of the belief in the need of this thing or relationship. Understand how you would feel, how you would respond if this thing or person were no longer in your space. Work with the places and spaces where you feel the most discomfort using the observe and witness practice or another practice that works for you. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Practice number two. Consciously take steps to remove the attachment and cord. This may take the form of changing your behaviors and the way you respond, creating healthy boundaries, what you are willing or not willing to receive and accept, changing your thoughts and beliefs, or releasing those things or relationships that are not in alignment with your present time being. And again, remember, this does not mean letting go of relating with. You can still be in relationship, just letting go of the attachments and the cords. Take baby steps or large leaps. It does not matter how you do it. There's no right or wrong. Trust yourself in taking the steps that feel in alignment for you. Here are some affirmations that you can take into your day today. You can speak the following aloud for the next week or until you feel the alignment, and feel free to create your own. Number one, I commit to identifying where I am attaching to things, people, or thoughts, beliefs. I commit to identifying where I am attaching to things, people, or thoughts, beliefs. Number two, I choose to stand alone as all one and in harmony with all of existence. I choose to stand alone as all one and in harmony with all of existence. Number three, I commit to letting go of the fears, to letting go of attachments. I commit to letting go of the fears, to letting go of attachments. And number four, I choose to take the steps necessary to give and gain freedom on this path. I choose to take the steps necessary to give and gain freedom on this path. This wraps up episode 22 of the Turn Yourself In podcast on the Heart Grid Network, available on your favorite podcast apps. This is Reverend Catherine Ganev Soto, aka the Urban Spirit Guide. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Insight Timer. Join me for the next episode where I will discuss the fifth consideration, choose love in every moment. Within this fourth dimension, teach love of the Self-Mastery Preschool for Adults program. Thank you so much for being, for walking this path, for everything you have experienced, and for being here with me today. Blessings, sweet beings.